Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Charleston, a lot of heartfelt wishes to the people who are still putting together the pieces of some of the things that happened in that church. That's the big discussion. And the fugitives on the loose, Richard Matt and David Sweat. Can you believe it? Talk about sweat. They are sweating it out. I think the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, his head is about to explode in anger over the first of this thing happening and not being able to close the gap to try to get these guys off the street and back behind bars. But it's a very strange story. It's like, it reads in a weird way like a twisted Lifetime movie. You have the prison worker and her husband saying, "I felt betrayed." She was supposedly going to drive the getaway car, and in driving the getaway car was going to bring the two escape killers that she helped to the house to kill her husband. Wow, crazy. And that's where we start America Tonight for this week anyway, with what's happening in Charleston and what's happening in New York as they continue to try to find those killers and get them off the street. Because, I mean, again, these are mass murderers. These are guys that are you don't fool with. And I think that's why Cuomo is so intense about this whole thing, because he realizes just how dangerous it is by having them still out there. So with Charleston on the Sunday shows, which I call the Sunday Swirls, political heads reacting to what the big news is at hand, the minister in Charleston said no evildoer could close this church. I mean, that was the big takeaway from his sermon after everything that's happened, that we can't let this happen to us, that this historic church, the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, one of the oldest in that area. And here it's only been really days since a cold-blooded killer walked into a Bible meeting and killed 9 people. I mean, it was overflow. Hundreds of people filled the historic church pews, overflowing. The Reverend Norval Goff said, no demon, no anybody on earth can close these doors. We are standing here. It's been tough. It's been rough. Some of us have been downright angry, but we're here. We're going to pursue justice, and we are here. Goff also thanked Governor Nikki Haley, who was present at the service, and everyone who sent condolences, brought flowers, made donations, which was through the roof for the victims' families, which is great news because of how it touched so many people. In fact, in other places, the bells at St. Luke's Lutheran Church rang 81 times, 9 times for each one of the victims, and it was like that throughout Charleston, across the board, and not just Charleston, but other places too as well. That was a focus of a lot of the sermons over the weekend. Elena Simmons' grandfather, Daniel, was one of the people that was killed in that Bible study massacre, and here's what she had to say in remembrance of her grandfather and the situation that happened.
Although my grandfather and the other victims died at the hands of the hatred from this man, the love of the community and the love of Christ and the love of all of the families and for the victims was so overwhelming that it outweighed the hate that he had for them.
And then so much of the discussion has been over the killer, the 21-year-old Dylan Roof, and what motivated that, and how could you possibly fathom that happening? And then the fact that he had racist stickers on jackets and had left a racist manifesto behind him and had said lot of crazy things, hatred kind of things toward black people, honestly, in everything that I've read. And for some reason, a reluctance for people to acknowledge, hey, this is a flat-out look. This is what the guy said, even. This is what happened here. It's awful. It's terrible. What goes off in his mind that pushes it to that limit? That part we don't know. But clearly, this guy was messed up. He was filled with a silent rage, I guess, that just exploded when he made his way to that church. And then at one point, I guess he was deciding that he might not kill all those people, and that's the kind of thing that he was wrestling with. They had no idea. And then before you know it, you know, nine people are dead in just an absolute instant. Still, like I said, very, very shocking. In the church for an hour. In the church for an hour. So it was all about healing, it's all about remembering, and then it's all about moving forward. Listen, I know a lot of you don't like the death penalty, but I have to say, if there ever was a case for the death penalty, this is certainly it. Nikki Haley pretty much has said, yeah, absolutely, they're going to push this, and we'll see how far this goes, because there's always that reluctance. But I think it's pretty clear what you have here with this case. You know, there's no doubt they have everything they need to just nail this guy to the wall, and that's it. Even though the victim's families actually are saying that they forgive him, they forgive him for the actions, even though they can't believe what's happened, and that doesn't mean there's leniency when it comes to what the ultimate decision is. But that's a long ways away, as this whole thing is processed, a long way away. All right, also over the weekend and coming up next, we'll address this. There were some great things that happened, believe it or not. As much as people had heavy hearts over Charleston, there were things to celebrate over the weekend, and we'll dive into it, plus the politics of the day. It wouldn't be an America Tonight week if we weren't talking about some poll and how people who are running are faring in the polls, mostly Republicans, because we know that really that's where you have so much of the action. With the Democrats, it's a little bit of a different story, although Bernie Sanders is getting a little bit of steam. Some people are paying attention on the Democratic side to Sanders, who has found a thread like Ron Paul did with younger people, and some of what his message is resonating with a few people. So he's an independent running as a Democrat in this election, and he's not going to make it easy for Hillary Clinton. I don't think he takes her spot, but it's not going to be maybe as much of a cakewalk, especially with the debates. If he's involved in the debates, and he will be, it'll be pretty interesting, because he can debate. He knows how to turn the issues, and he knows how to come back at like a Hillary Clinton. Whereas with the Republicans, since it's such a smorgasbord of opinions and so many people, meaning at least 10, and the others are not going to be there, the ones who don't show up as much in the polls, but they're going to be in yet another debate. There's going to be so much of that happening, it's going to feel like a completely different kind of political process on that side. It's going to be more one-on-one action, I think, with Hillary Clinton, there'll probably be four or five Democrats. Some of them have already said, thinking about running, all that kind of stuff. All right, stay with us. On the flip side, the polls, who's showing up and who's not, that's next on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you have the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
One of the 12 Republicans who have thrown their hat into the ring. Thanks for hanging with us here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, coming up, don't forget, we have the Daily Re-Rack, or really the Weekly Re-Rack, meaning some of the best of the best of what we did last week. And we got a couple of good ones, one on politics of the day, and, of course, another one having to do with trans fats. Yeah, trans fats being banned, and what does that really mean, and what is that about, and all that kind of stuff. How about this, though? The polls weren't about shark attacks or trans fats or just politics across the board. They're more specific than that. Three-quarters of Republicans said they would envision themselves supporting one of the two from Florida, Jeb Bush, the former governor, and current Senator Marco Rubio. About 75% of Republicans say they could vote for Bush, the former gov. 74 said the same for Rubio. How about that? That's a poll done by NBC and Wall Street and the Wall Street Journal. Other faves include former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee. He got 65%. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, 57. But Walker is still unknown. Some saying they don't even know his name. How about that? I mean, 21% saying they don't know his name. And isn't it interesting when you think about it? Chris Christie. People said they couldn't support Chris Christie. Two-thirds said the same thing about Donald Trump. So the majority of Republicans, 55% in this poll, said they couldn't support either one of them. How about that? I say this all the time as kind of the qualifier. Why do we care about polls? Because, my friends, people pay for polls for a reason. Because you can kind of see trends. And sometimes those trends move the needles. in the right or the wrong direction, let's put it that way. And in this case, isn't it interesting that Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush have some serious interest? Now, there's another poll to talk about. And in this poll, some have moved up. And that would be, as we go deeper into it, deeper into the poll, the other side of the poll, you have Ben Carson, you have Carly Fiorina, who have slid up a little bit more because they seemed to be nowhere before. The former Hewlett-Packard CEO now has 31% of Republicans saying they would support her. That's up 17% since back in April. That's good. Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, the poll now says now has 50% approval from positive voters. So he also jumped up. He's 13 points higher than he was back in April in this latest sampling. And then look, Rand Paul, not as good a news for Rand Paul. He's got 49% support from potential voters, but that's a 10% drop. He had gotten 59% in the past. And, you know, that could be what happened where he was eating his own, where he's battling with the Republicans over the NSA. I remember doing that. That might have taken a little chunk out of Rand Paul. But these polls will change and will ebb and flow as we get closer to the primaries, we get closer to the conventions, and we got the real stuff. I mean, we're coming up to the point where we're really at that halfway point almost. This time next year, we'll be talking about the Republican convention in Philadelphia, and then the Democrats are after that, and they're in Cleveland, Ohio. So we are, you know, a year away from it. But boy, it seems like we've been talking about this for a very long time, doesn't it? It feels a little abnormally long to me. But this election, I think, is fascinating and equally incredibly important because now we've had two terms of Obama. So what does this show? What will the trend show in people being frustrated and people wanting to make a big change? Will it affect which way they go when they decide to vote? And hopefully some of you vote. Although for the presidential election, we still have the Electoral College that seems to take over a lot of that whole voting process. I get it when it worked, but I would say now it would be, to for my purposes, I would say you ditch it and you go with the popular vote. Absolutely. The scariest thing happened as we seg out of politics for a minute in this poll. Because you wonder, when can this happen here? We talk about planes and the safety of planes and the fact that you're in a flying computer, folks. Let's face it. All the pilots we've had on, they all talk about that. They talk about those Airbuses and the worry over something happening with the computer. Well, check this out. About 1,400 passengers on this Polish airliner were grounded at Warsaw's airport on Sunday. Hackers attacked the ground computer systems that they used to issue flight plans. So it was hacked in the afternoon, fixed about 5 hours later, and then that changed all those people. You know, they were just trying to get them to hotels, someone had to stay overnight, all that kind of stuff, and just re-rack them. That's the kind of things that we haven't seen here, but that we certainly could see with the way you have so many hacktivists and people that are just digging into information and finding ways to get through firewalls. It's incredible how quickly that happens and how often data is breached. And there's another great example of it. There's another great example of that happening. We have not had that happen here. We've had problems with computer systems, and that's down planes, but not because of being hacked into. And oh, by the way, while I'm on it, in Warsaw, there may have been some dads that were stuck. Happy Father's Day to any of you who are fathers. What did you do for Father's Day? Did you get a drone? Did you get a Fitbit? Did you get a gift certificate to your favorite watering hole? Did you get a sleeve of golf balls or a tie? It used to be You know, what were the normal presents that were Dad's Day presents? Ties. Oh, how many ties? Ties. Wallets. That used to be really big. I mean, now it's different. Now it's what I said. Amazon gift cards to get apps or whatever. Probably much more popular than some of the other things I mentioned. The drone could set you back a little bit. Definitely. I said to somebody who wanted to get tickets to one of the NFL games, and they wanted to get like two tickets, and oh, the price tag on that, they could have almost gone on vacation. And I guess that depends on what team you're talking about. But I hope whatever, it's not about what you got. I hope you had a chance to celebrate Father's Day for your father with your family and break some bread with them. Because like I said, we started with the whole thing in Charleston, and you see those people from that church and others just trying to wrap their heads around it. There's no way to do that. There isn't a way to do that, but the best thing to do is to come together, and it seems like the church, which really reached out to a lot of people, had a lot of those people there, and they were celebrating those that were killed and trying to grasp with forgiving this Dylan Roof, the guy charged in the shootings for such a senseless, cold-blooded crime. You know, to do that. And according to the FBI, their most recent statistics, I looked this up, blacks in 2013 were targeted in hate crimes more than other races combined. And see, this is why I think you have to be so careful about labeling things hate crimes, because this was a crime fueled by that. I really totally believe that. It was. Was he not right? Was something else that triggered that or fueled that? Sure, could have been, absolutely. But also, that's the problem also. Too often, that label gets thrown out, and then it waters down what should absolutely be pinned on Dylan Roof, because this is what it is. I mean, there's no question. If you disagree, I want to hear from you, but I think there's no question. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I mean, the 140-character world has just exploded with some wonderful things about some of the people, for sure. Very, very, very sad. And what a setback. What a setback for the people that are part of that community, although they're not letting that happen to them. So bravo, bravo. Stay with us.
All loans subject to one debt score approval, must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Unfortunately, when the movie Jaws happened, it really scared people or kids a lot, and even some adults, and of course this was a Hollywood movie, that they were staying off of beaches when they'd go to see the movie in New Jersey and in New York and in North Carolina and in Florida and anywhere where Jaws aired, which was a huge phenomenon. And of course, like I said, it was a brilliant movie, but it was a movie. Now when it really happens, and we've had a couple of attacks lately, and over the weekend, big ones, two kids both lost limbs, sadly, in a just only what could only be described as a horrific shark attack in North Carolina. They were waist deep, and people went to help them, which was great, but it brings up all those fears about being afraid to go in the water. So who better to have on the show than our favorite person, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. She's an amazing psychologist, psychoanalyst, and author of What Price Power, an in-depth study of the professional woman in a relationship. Doc, thanks for coming back on.
It's always great to be on with your show. Thank you.
All right, so you know this. Kids, this will permeate among kids, and they'll be talking about it. And it really does, I think, push people off of beaches. So when you look at that and you know maybe in the back of your mind, well, this is a freak thing, but is it just so frightening, and we just make that analogy to the movie Jaws and to what we think of sharks, that it the fear overtakes us?
Well, you know, water is a scary thing. We don't know what's underneath us when we're walking. The waves come and go. There are small fish, larger fish, and now we're talking about something huge, enormous. And this can create, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome that can stay with you for a long time. And the victims, I mean, they lost their limbs. I mean, this is horrific. You're going to have fun and you're going to unwind, and something so drastic and devastating happens. So it does have a long-lasting effect, even more than not going on the beaches. It's something that very much when you have, let's say, some kind of poison ivy in the park or any kind of incidents that happens to you, you're afraid of the repetition. A bite from a bee, a sting bite, you're afraid that it could happen again. You know, what are the chances? Well, with me, it did happen all the time because I walked in my backyard as a child without shoes, and I kept saying, well, it's not going to happen again. And each time I got stung, so not too bright. So, but usually, what are the chances? But when you're talking about post-traumatic stress, when you have this kind of fear, this kind of fear can really go and have an effect in other areas of your life, because it takes away from your confidence, it takes away from projecting things accurately, and therefore you seem to not go ahead and pursue things in quite the same way. So it does have an overall huge effect.
You know, it's interesting too, Dr. Birnbaum. What's interesting is I've seen, you know, they do things on Shark Week, and of course there's crazy attacks. But one thing that you'll see over and over again that they film, a lot of times when people are attacked by a shark, guess what? They go back in the water again. There's a girl from Hawaii who had her arm taken off, literally bit off when she was riding a wave, and she surfs. She still surfs. She overcame that fear. She said, it was a terrible thing that happened, and she rehabbed herself and she got back in. So there is something to overcoming fears, even if it's a water thing or even if it's something unbelievable that is a rare thing that happened to you, right?
Absolutely, and the longer you wait, the harder it is. So if you can get right into this traffic accident, if you go by a certain corner or a light where a car hit you and you're afraid to go there again, after a while you're going to become paranoid about other similar incidences, and then you may stop driving altogether. So this is something very important. Sometimes you need a therapist for this. Sometimes it's visionary, where you imagine yourself getting into this situation again. I know I had a patient who was afraid to go down escalators.
Ooh.
One time her ankle gave out from her. So every time she was ready to step on this escalator, she was afraid that something would happen. So I really had to visualize with her how it would work if no one were in back of her, nobody was waiting. And she tried it. And what would she do if her ankle gave out again? Well, this time she was prepared. And I actually physically walked her through the whole process. But when people have these kind of fears, these imagined responses, they become so paranoid that the thought of it is upsetting. And you know, what does happen is your heart starts beating differently. It starts palpitating. You really feel it racing. So it's not even imagined anymore. When it gets to that point, then it's called panic distress or panic disorder. And you don't want it to get to that point, because that's when you really can't do it as effectively, because your body is actually in an altered state. And some people have really had heart attacks,
wow,
problems that's gone that far. that have so much stress on the body physically that they really don't know how to stop their and control their heart rate or pulse or their monitor the way their pulses are going, how quickly it's going. So we're looking at a way to do this, and what you're talking about is somebody who really can do it right away. The quicker you can do that, the stronger you can be, and the more you can trust, well, then that you're starting a whole different cycle, a whole different path. I know somebody who's afraid to drive now because of an incident. You know, when you're sitting in a car, sometimes the truck moves, and it feels like the car is moving. Did you ever have that experience?
Yes, yeah.
Well, this person was on the bridge, and he put his foot on the brake. It wasn't working. What a nightmare. I made him get back in that car again. And he called me, and he was sweating bullets and said he can't do it. And I said, I'm telling you, if it was really happening, I wouldn't have you do it. And the same thing about sharks. If they'd really be in that water, you wouldn't go back again, and people would be reporting this all over and over. So it's a perception, and we carry perceptions around in our lives as if they're real, and we forget to see the difference, because then nobody would be flying, nobody would be in beaches, nobody would be in cars. So it's just a matter of looking at things in a factual way, and when your emotions get involved, it's very difficult to discriminate the two between what is real, what is right, because your body actually is reacting to it as if it's real. So who can you believe? So this is something that summer is starting with these fear factors that are going on around us, and we really have to know that when you go out of the house, you take calculated risks. Otherwise, nobody would get out of bed, and we can't really go to that place.
Boy, no kidding. So well said. And so you have to do that. That's great advice. And I mean, of course, you know, and you walked us through with some patients. So you have to go back and get on the bike, so to speak, to overcome that fear. Because, boy, you don't want to get into, as you mentioned, the panic disorder, which could lead to a heart attack. If you have a patient that gets to that state, boy, what's the treatment like for that? Is that where you have to go to, somebody has to go to drugs and they have to go to different ways to break that? Because I would imagine. Imagine that's tough to break.
Well, you know, drugs, I really don't support taking drugs that much unless it's a chemical-induced situation. And
yeah.
There are times, you know, depression can be clinical depression, which is different than depression that's episodal, which happens at times. And often we all can have depressions with stress, trauma, divorce, moving, whatever there is that's going on in our lives. But when there's nothing clinical about it, the best thing to do, and this is very scary, is to trust the person. If you can believe what this person's saying, it's similar to taking swimming lessons. You're afraid you're going to drown. But if that person is trustworthy and they're saying you're going to be fine, and you believe that person, then you let go slowly. It's like a child that's learning to walk. If they can keep moving forward, then they become and have independence. And that's similar to what's going on in my practice. If I can keep pushing them, even when this person called me, he was sweating bullets, and I knew that everything would be okay. So there is this trust factor that takes time. But when you can cross that, and that stress that goes with it, and it's high stress, it's immediate, quick, and high stress, then there are ways to overcome shock. And guess what? Everything else in your life that comes in, because in reality, life has stresses. It's just how you cope with those stresses. Everybody has stresses. Nobody has it easier than the other person.
Ah, perfect. Well said. Dr. Frieda Birnbaum, thanks so much, as always, for sharing with us and giving us your insights. We appreciate it.
Always my pleasure. Be well.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, now check all over, honey, you know why. Choice love, baby, now that ain't no lie. A cause when you call my name, honey, I burn like wood in flames. You leave me.
listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs? Without a radio signal or internet, just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone, anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
About it before, trans fats. That's right. The Food and Drug Administration announcing a ban on artificial trans fats. Wow, what a surprising move for a couple of reasons, and we're going to talk about it throughout America tonight. From the National Center for Public Policy Research, Senior Fellow and Risk Analysis Division Director Jeff Steyer joins us. He says it's a horrible idea, and we talked about this before because we've talked about these problems with things that have been banned in New York specifically in the recent past. Hey, Jeff, thanks for jumping on the show.
Hey, great. Kate, great to be back with you.
So your take on this whole FDA thing and their claims about trans fats?
Well, the FDA is indeed set to ban trans fats. Trans fats consumption in this country have gone down tremendously. They've fallen off a cliff since people became concerned about them. Now, the history of trans fats in a nutshell is that they were widely used in foods to replace saturated fats, which the food police warned us would kill us. So the industry actually replaced saturated fats like butters, other solid fats, with trans fats to serve the same purpose, but to be healthier. Now they're maybe getting a dose of humility and realizing that maybe trans fats are not, in fact, a health food, and there are risks of consuming them at high levels, but we're not consuming them at high levels. As a matter of fact, consumption has gone down more than 80%.
Wow.
Over the last 5-10 years. So if that's the case, why are we so concerned about this minuscule consumption? It's not as if they're in fact, it's not as if they're poisonous, although that's what the activists will say. It's not like a poison that will kill you at small doses. It is an ingredient in food that if you eat too much, it might affect your cholesterol and raise the bad cholesterol, which we don't want to do. But it rarely exists in our food anymore. So in the foods that it still exists, it's there for a real reason, whether it serves a role like keeping the color on the sprinkles, believe it or not, or keeping crackers from going bad, and keeping food prices low. So there's a reason it's in the very few foods that it's still in. Replacing it will be difficult in those few circumstances, and it doesn't really present much of a risk at the levels we're consuming it today.
So is this junk science? Is that what this is about?
That's part of it. It's junk science, but it's driven by an ideology that these are artificial fats, right? They're processed by humans, so therefore they must be bad, as if butter comes right out of a cow, apparently. Process butter, too. So it's part of, a left-wing driven ideology that thinks the government knows best how individuals and families ought to be eating. The science is just absolutely not there to support a ban on the very low levels of trans fat that still exist in our food.
And so then again, this would lead to what? More expensive food, right?
Well, across the board, you know, the left likes to say that we are deforesting the world to grow more food. And, you know, I'm not going to say that's true or not true, but we get a lot of palm oil from Malaysia where there is concern about deforestation. So there are consequences, even for the left, of forcing a switch. And I think it's important to say, look, if we're going to take trans fats out of the food, what are we going to replace them with? You know, it's not like we're going to be able to use olive oil instead of trans fats. There are certain purposes that the trans fats fill that you can't use a liquid oil for. So you have to either hydrogenize it, make a trans fat, or use a saturated fat or something like palm oil. And everywhere you turn, it's either more expensive, it's a shorter shelf life, it doesn't serve the same purpose. There are always costs, whether financial or otherwise. And my point is, in public policy, what you have to do is weigh the benefits against all of those costs, and sometimes they're uncertain. And the benefits of banning the last small vestiges of trans fats from our diet are undefined. There's really no way to say that trans fats we consume are, at this point in time, very, very low levels, are harming anybody.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. You bring up the whole palm oil thing, and I've been talking to some people who have actually been there and crawled around the areas where they're getting the palm oil, and let me tell you, it's a very small area, relatively, so good luck with that, right?
Yeah, and I've been there, and there's a lot of sustainable development going on there, so I don't mean to demean the farmers who are trying to earn a living in Malaysia. I've been to those facilities as well, and they're hard workers, and they're doing it, in every case I've seen, doing it responsibly. But the left, who wants to take trans fats away from us, needs to realize that there are costs. And if they're concerned about deforestation, well, maybe they don't want us to switch to trans fats. If they're concerned about regressive taxes, a ban on trans fats is a regressive tax because it will increase the price of food, and that will cost poor people the most money. So, you know, the left and the right ought to be concerned about this unscientific ban that is pending from the FDA. And just to be technical, it's not a ban. It's removing it from the list of safe foods. And in order to get it back on the market will require lots and lots more studies that other foods don't have to undergo. So it will be expensive either way.
Right, so that's the problem. If you just say, oh, well, you know, there's, I'm sure it'll come back. It's not a, I'm sure it'll come back because of the reason you just said. If it were to come back, it would be a huge undertaking for that to happen once the ban would pretty much, you know, click
exactly.
In, right?
It'd have to come off the market. Maybe there'll be a period of time. The FDA has not yet announced the details. But either way, it's costing everyone lots more money. And the question is, for what purpose? How many lives are we saving? And the evidence that I've seen so far is none, because the evidence that the FDA has about the danger of trans fats relates to very high exposures, the levels we were eating a decade or more ago. That the market, Kate, has worked. Companies have taken trans fats out of the foods that they can do so easily for. So instead of frying something in a trans fat, you can fry in vegetable oil. That works. We're only left with trans fats where we need them now. So it really doesn't make any sense. The old data should not be relevant to removing trans fats in the very limited levels that are still in our food. It's, you know, it's like making a decision based on data that we know is irrelevant.
Yeah, and Jeff, I almost am answering my own question, but sometimes I think that this is, besides overreach, I think that this is somebody sitting around and they're meeting and thinking, okay, where can we reach into next? And we know we've had this big discussion in this nation about trans fats, so this would be easy to throw the hammer in this direction.
And the people behind it are the food police activist groups like the Center for Science and the Public Interest, who were the ones originally who sounded the alarm about saturated fats and wanted us to replace them with this. So they got some saturated fat out of the diet, we replaced it with trans fat, and now they want to get rid of that. So that's why I say this is a lesson in humility, that whether it's telling us not to eat eggs and then to eat eggs, not to eat saturated fat, maybe before we take away choices from the American consumer, the activist groups and the government officials who they influence ought to be a little bit more careful and a little bit more cautious about the science behind their allegations and the unintended consequences of regulations that are not based in science.
Yeah, and you know this too, because there's sort of this new wave, and people don't realize it, but a lot of times they'll pick up magazines and they'll read stories about trans fats or whatever it is, but they're planted stories. They're infotainment or whatever they call them.
Oh, no doubt about it. They have the big PR firms working for them that are scared about this, but here's what I'm worried about, Kate. Like, why do I care about this? I care about it because I want government to run the right way to help protect public health.
Right.
And we spend so much time talking about things like trans fats that people are going to make New Year's resolutions to remove every last little ounce of trans fats they eat all year, yet they might keep smoking or they might not exercise as much. And the effect of removing this little bit of trans fat is de minimis. It won't make a difference. So we ought to focus on helping people quit smoking and exercise more and do things that make sense for our diets. But this hyperfixation that we have on trans fats, I think, will undermine public health.
Right, and you said at the beginning, here's the other thing. It's, okay, so what are you replacing it with? How are these companies, what are they going to afford? No, they're going to jack the price up because what is the alternative? You can't use olive oil. What are you going to use?
Nope, you're going to use palm oil, which some activists are concerned about from the environmental effect.
Yeah.
You can use, and I know that chefs in New York, pastry chefs in New York where I live, where trans fats were already banned by Mayor Bloomberg, they're now using butter instead. So that's not a healthy alternative. But what's happening is they're making these replacements. The chefs don't seem to care. They're just going back to butter. It works for them.
Right.
But it will certainly increase the cost of food, but we don't really get any healthier food as a result.
Yeah, and then that's the other piece of it, is that we don't, if you wanted to look at what the cost is, well, we can tell you it's going to really jump if you can't find an alternative, and then you've got to find something that's super expensive or create it, and who knows what that is, and then it's going to cost a lot more money. It's not going to be like a penny. It's going to be way more than that in the end, don't you think?
Oh, there's no doubt about it, and we see this all the time. We've seen it with other issues, which is again, why I think it's important before we recklessly regulate. People think, oh, well, regulation equals safety. That's certainly not the case. A lot of regulations are reckless. They're knee-jerk, and we don't properly consider not only the intent of the regulation, Kate, but the effect of the regulation.
Yeah, absolutely. Great stuff. Jeff Steyer, keep us abreast of all that's happening. National Center for Public Policy Research. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.